supposed to be on the grocery then. And then he finished off and he said, he realized that it's Shechar, and he said, Shehakol over it. And why it remains with the Abayi the Leishita if his Yosef is not Yosef? Those basis. Pirish of Alphas, Hashel Leishit Baya. Gemara remains with the Abayi the Leishita. You started making a bracha thinking that it's wine. Means when you said the Shem Hashem, which is the Iker bracha, you thought it was wine. So Iker bracha, the Shem Hashem, you said, thinking that it's wine. And yet, then you concluded it properly. But the main part of the bracha, which is not the Baruch Ragof, and rather is the Shem Hashem, you had in mind, I'm sorry, the Shehakol. You said Shehakol over the Shechar, but when you had in mind the Shem Hashem, you thought it was wine. So therefore, if you would have concluded Baruch Ragof, and Abadi would not have been Yaitzah, so you say, by the Leishah of the Gemara, Zog Tesis, Pirish of Alphys, Hash Leishah Tvayan, Azlil Lekula, so have a cloud, stuff like Baruch Ashehakol, but Pilu Pasam Chavar, Seh B'Shechar Yotzah, and even if you had in mind wine, and you concluded with the bracha over the beer, which is shakel, your yait. The riyah yayim al chumra, and the riyah used to say al chumra. It's not a loyim parachas. It's a bayit leiv shita. So therefore, you have to go al chumra and you have to make a bracha again. We'll come back to this part of the thesis. Miu hayayim al Rabbi Chanan al zog thesis. Rabbi Chanan would say, imayi leba beir shatav b'dibura. Shama bayir pri ha'etz tachas bayir pri ha'gefen. If he knows that he made a mistake and he said Bayer Priya Eitz instead of saying Bayer Priya Gopher, you could be Chayzer Bayer. You made a mistake, you had in mind to say Bayer Priya Gopher, you made a mistake and you said Bayer Priya Eitz instead of saying Bayer Priya Gopher, if it's Tech Dibur, you can say Bayer Priya Eitz and your Yitz. But let's say you did not correct it and he's just at Bayer Priya Eitz over the Bayer Priya Gopher. Taisa says, of course, you're not Yaitzim. Only because you have yourself there, they deliver and you corrected yourself. So that's why, even though you said Bayer Priya Eitz, so then in such a case, you're playing with the words, not you thought there's something else. You started thinking, having in mind to make a Bayer Priya Gopher. Made a mistake, you said Bayer Priya Eitz. And then you said Bayer Priya Eitz, you have yourself right away. So the Shem Hashem was for Bayer Priya Eitz, and Tech Tedibur, you connected Bayer Priya Eitz. So Tech is your Yitz. Master, because you're today going to be building a Shas, that if you would have not have corrected it, you would not be Yitz.
Maybe it means Ketikuna. You talk Tedibur, you should say Ketikuna, not that you wouldn't be Yitz if you didn't correct it.
So what's the Yochel Azer?
You can go back and say it the right way like you're supposed to.
So what's an afkamina? He said Bayer Priya
Eitz. Yeah, he's
supposed
to say it again.
He said Bayer Priya Eitz, and you want to say Bayer Priya Eitz.
But it's wine. He's supposed to say it counting Yochel Gopher. So he wants to do it right.
It's a shayla whether he should be mistaken or not.
If he could be mistaken.
I
don't see the riot that he wouldn't have been Yotzi if he didn't say it right.
If Meir understands that the Yochel Gopher is not just a shayla that he could be mistaken, you could always be mistaken Tech Ledibur. But really the shayla was because the Hashem wasn't proper. When Seh Shem Hashem had in mind Bayer Priya Gopher,
Chozer talking to the Hebrew is only fixing the end, it's not fixing the Shem.
The Shem Hashem was fine. Over here, he knew that he was supposed to say Bayer Priya Gopher.
What do you have in mind for Shem Hashem? The time for Bayer Priya Gopher?
Bayer Priya Gopher, he had in mind Bayer Priya Gopher. So the Shem Hashem he said correctly. And then he concluded Bayer Priya Gopher. He said, Yoch El Achzer, but you could fix it. Don't do it very much, if you don't fix it, you're not Yitzchak. That's as much from Taisus.
Chaim responds also to the fact that you have to say that the Bayin Taisus after Meroisi, he said the Shem Hashem with Bayer Priya Gopher.
Because if he didn't say Shem Hashem, he brings down before that even though the Rif says that Lekula, we go Lechumra. You would have to be Chayzer.
I understand, but if you're Yoytu with Bayin Priya Eitz,
if you're Yoytu with Bayin Priya Eitz,
and you had a man with the Shem Hashem with Bayin Priya Eitz,
the raya is from the fact that he was started saying lechatchila al shem Bayer Priya Gopher. If he would have started having in mind Bayer Priya Eitz, you could correct it. Only because lechatchila started Bayer Priya Gopher. You had in mind Bayer Priya Gopher. He said Shem Hashem said Bayer Priya Gopher. It's mashmal if you said Hashem Hashem thinking by a priha eitz, and not chalav you would not be yaitz. So to kirega. Mashmal is that the bir al yaim by a priha, the bir al yaim by a priha eitz, la yotza. It's mashmal if you said by a priha eitz, you're not yaitz. But tamuah the effect of kirega, it's tamuah. The yaim shem pri ola. He says the yaim is a priha eitz. Kodan Hashem Tei Chazal were misakein. So Zot Kveger, the Baruch Haber Pri Hagofen, the Baruch Haber Pri Hagofen. It says that we make a Baruch Pri Hagofen. But okay, it is the pri. How can you say if you say pri ha eitz? You're not the eitz. It is the pri. Make a Baruch Haber Pri. That means that it's the pri ha eitz. The Geffen happens to be one of the peiros ha'ilon, but the Geffen is a pri ha eitz. If so, then okay, shabbat Baruch Haber Pri Ha'etz. It's preferable, Chazar said that it's better to be mevar more, that it should be a bracha more pratis, because of the chashivas of yain, so we're misakin, that it should be more mevur, that it should be clarified, that it's very pragafen. Why is this any different to the first Mishnah? Because it's a bracha klalis, and if you make a bracha klalis for something which you're supposed to make a bracha pratis, Bar Pradama is more mevurer than a shahakol. Nevertheless, made a shahakol and a Bar Pradama, you're yaitza. Even though you were not mevar as much, even though you were not as prati as you should have, what might say, make a shahakol, state in the Mishnah that you are yaitza.
Even on yain? Even on yain?
I don't know. Okay, you assume from chura on yain you would also. We'll see about yain, it's my chalik, and the Rabbi Yochanan. But, the Chui says that if Shahako is Yaitza for Bayer Priya Adama, so why are you not Yaitza with Bayer Priya Eitz for Bayer Priya Geffen, since all it is it's more important? Lemay says it's Machlaikas Achrein. What the halacha is when a person made Bayer Priya Eitz on Priya Geffen? Magda Avraham breaks down. He brings the Shemesh Shuva Ribulavis lady. Tohu birch ala yayin bari priyo eitz, tzorech lachzol vayach bari priyo gofen. If he said bari priyo eitz, that among Abraham, shame the children for a little ways lady, that you have to repeat and say bari priyo gofen. He says, afil yayin chotech shol yasen leitech amayim, even if it's strong wine, you did not dilute it with water. In birch bari priyo eitz, if you made bari priyo eitz, lo yotza, as I thought, among Abraham. L'may said achreinim, the other time brings down that the Achreinim are Chaylik, that it's Ebenezer is Chaylik on Mogen Avraham, so Machlek is Achreinim, L'chura, the Shakta Vatari is Taisis and Rukivegir. Taisis says, and Rukivegir brings a Rai that you would not be Yaitza, frankly, Rukivegir, why are you Yaitza? So the reality of L'chura is saying like Taisis, that you're not Yaitza, and those are Chaylik, L'chura, that hold like Rukivegir, there's no reason why not to be Yaitza, just more Mavur, how is that different? No,
the one other case which I have something which should have been one bracha, Vishtan Lyusa on Pas, Zubaki Adama, Chutzmina Pashmina, what happens if I made Brepri Adama on Pas?
Look at the exact same Shaila. The exact same Shaila. Yes,
exactly.
The Mishnah says them both together, Chutzmina Yan and Chutzmina Pas, Lukhur would be the same Shaila, Brepri Adama. So the Shaila Lukhur would be when Chazal went ahead and they were Misak and Brepri Agofa. Rukveger seems to assume that it's a bracha which is more mavur. They were not mitzi at from a priyo eitz, but it's preferable because of the ma'ala, because of the chashivas, that you should make a bracha which is more mavur, which is more specific. So therefore they were misaking, they should make a more specific bracha. That's one way of understanding. However, there's another way of understanding. When Chazal were misaking to make a bracha priyo gofen, they were mitzi it from the general bracha of a bracha priyo eitz, and the Ramasagna should be specifically, that's how the Ebenezer speaks out. He says, the prime says, Pshat in the Ebenezer, he says, Shekol minu min yishli berchosi aklolis, chutz melecha v'yayin, sheyotu lima yudara achodosh, shekovu lem bracha b'pnei atzmai, b'pnei chashivusa. Since we're koveya bracha because of the chashivus, so therefore now, this is the bracha, there's no other bracha, it's not just more of work. There were mafkiyah from many of the bracha, and therefore he says, that since it's dava achodosh, shekavu lohem bracha b'pnei atzvam, since they had their own protest like a bracha and plecha shibusam, iyata yochel achzer et lasha peri. So therefore, it's called the kadosh chla biyosel lida v'lam achadosh. Just using the Baruch terminology from the shleishes and midays. So therefore, it's not pshat that really it is a priho eitz which is more mavurar, and therefore you make a way of on it. Rather, they were mechadish that there is a new bracha, which is the Bayer Priyakopan, and that is why Lechura would say that he would have a Yaitza. And Lechura would be also to say a Yaitza. Oh, so we're going to get the shakla in it. Lechura the Machlaikas would be telling on this viewer whether it is just more, whether it is. It's still the general bracha. Let's take a look at Gemara and Daf Mem Amud Beis. Gemara says, "Al kulan in birach shakel leivara yotze." The Mishnah says, "You made a shakel on all of them. You're yotze itma." That's Daf Mem Amud Beis, 4 lines from the top. Itma. Rabuna Omar, chutz mina pas mina yad. Shakel is good for everything, except for pas and yad. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mem Amud Beis, 4 lines from the top. Balkul Amar Shakol Itma Rabuna Amar Chutz Min HaPas Min HaYayin Pas and Yayin. If you make Shakol, Zog Tavuna You're not Yaitza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Pas VeYayin. Rabbi Yochanan says that even on Pas VeYayin, we say that there Yaitza. The Yerushalmi says the Pshat that Rabuna learned it from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hakul Amar Shakol Imit Varoy. Stated that even on Pasan and Yayin, Al Kulam, without an exception, Rishalmi says that he learned from the Lashon, then it says Al Kulam. Mishnah says that it includes everything that you would be Yaitza. And Rav Huna, that says that you're not Yaitza, he's learning it, Zotri Rishalmi, from the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. It says, Al Peyr Yisrael Mabarak Berepreet, Chutz Min HaYayin, that Mabarak Berepreak Ofer. Understands the Yerushalmi Avos Shteido that since they were mistaken a special bracha of Vayir Priya Gofen, just like you're not going to be Yaitzel with Vayir Priya Eitz, you're not going to be Yaitzel with Shakel either. Dosh Shteido, Zog the Yerushalmi, when it says Chutz Min HaYayin that you may make a bracha of Vayir Priya Gofen, it says the Yerushalmi is telling us that Rav Huna learned it out from the Mishnah that says Chutz Min HaYayin that you have to make a Vayir Priya Gofen. Here it says that the only bracha on Yain is only Bayer Priya Gofen. There's no other bracha on it, and that's what says Rav Huna, Chutz Min HaPas on Yain. That's what the Mishnah is saying over here in the beginning of the Perek Chutz, that doesn't go on the Al Kulam. Already the Mishnah is preceded by telling us that there is a Chutz that you're not going to be Yaitza, and that is why Shakel is not going to be Yaitza either. Now, the Ma'isan HaMachlek is Rav Huna, Rav Yechanan, we pass on Rav Yechanan. The Afilu Pas, the Yain, you also are Yaitza, which means that Bayer Priya Gofen is just a bracha which is more protest, but if you make Shakel on it, you're Yaitza. And if so, effective Kiveika, why should you not be Yaitza with Bayer Priya Eitz? The late Malin says that Lechura calls the Kolu the Kushas of Kiveika. The Kiveika means to ask, although he doesn't speak it out, he understood that the Kiveika meant to ask from this also, that since Halach is like Rabbi Yechanan, the Afilu Pas, the Yain, if you make Shahakal, you are Yaitza. You see that you made a general bracha and you're Yaitza on the bracha protest that goes on the on Pasva Yayin. If so, why should we be any worse? It says that Lechur, all this is included in the Kashrut of Kivei. Mishnah, Al Kulam Yomama Shakal Yomid Bara. It says, the Mishnah says that in Yom Amar Aleph, the end of the Mishnah, the Al Kulam Yomama Shakal Yomid Bara, Yaitza. So, we could clarify, why is it when you make shahakel that you're yais on everything? Are we saying that Mishnah is telling us that a bracha klalis is paiter anything which is prati, although Chazal feel that we have to make a bracha which is dedicated for each min, that it's more mevurer. Nevertheless, if you make a bracha klalis, you're yais, and that's why you're yais. Or else, possibly, it says over here in the Mishnah, the Sakon al Kulam and Marshakon al Barak, it's not that because it's a bracha, that you said more kol, it's like a bracha yaitza on anything which is more prati. Rather, there's a takana in the bracha of Shehakol that you should be yaitza saying it on anything. It's part of the takana bracha of Shehakol. Shehakol is made for anything which is not gidul in the Aretz, and the Mishnah tells us that part of the takana of the bracha of Shehakol is to include other things as a b'di'evedik bracha for everything. There's a rush, Sesim and Tes. The Rosh says like this. It's a famous Shaila. What bracha achrayna do you make on a granola bar? So granola bar, assuming that the bracha achrayna is by Adam, it's not Mezayas. If you take wheat, achay seschita, you have the shalva, the puffed wheat. And you eat puffed wheat, and you eat a sheer puffed wheat. So which bracha should you make? It is min sheva, it is chita, it is wheat. But it's not a mezayas, so therefore you can't make an alamechia. But it's min shiva, you can make alhoes al priyo eis. L'chura, Taisa says, the bracha should be alho adoma bel priyo adoma. The problem is that you don't find such a bracha. Al adoma bel priyo adoma. We have alamechia, we have alagefen, we have alhoes al priyo eis. And on chita, because it says chita, the bracha is bel priyo adoma. Clear the person that eats roasted wheat, the aloch is bel priyo adoma. The shaila is which bracha chayna to make on. The Rush brings down Adema 7 test. Rabbi Rashalim, Pirkan Rabbi Mi Obey, Hadain, the Achal Soyus. If somebody ate, it's some type of a mechel made from puffed from wheat, which is roasted. Mal Mevarch, Visaifa. Om Rabbi Yasi, Ulachal Achal Soyus, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yom never ate wheat, this is whole life, tell us, Vishayim, Supak Bracha Chreina. Zog the Helig Rush. If you had a suffix by bracha rishayna, no problem. Yochel baruch baruch shakol yamidvaray. The tnan, because the Mishnah says al kulam yomar shakol yamidvaray yotza. The Mishnah says on anything you say shakol yamidvaray, you're yotza. So therefore, if you have a suffix about bracha rishayna, the Mishnah says that you can make shakol yamidvaray if you have a suffix. But al bracha chayna. Even though we say Shabbos, it will include everything. But they were never misaken. We don't find the Mishnah to tell us that Bayer Fashis will be Paiter everything. So therefore, the only bracha that you could be yaitza with is bracha sheniskana. Mashenke in bracha reshaina, you don't need bracha sheniskana. So what the Rosh is telling us is that Shehakan Yidbarak is a bracha sheniskana b'di'eved to be yaitze, either on a suffix or b'di'eved if he said the shaka going to be yaitze.
But you also see by Beit Pilu, if I take something which is Beit Pilu eats and I make Beit Pilu Dhamma,
we'll get to it. I'm not so sure. It could be, it could be not. We'll see. It's a different gersais in the Rambam. Yeah. The our gersai, the most common gersai in the Rambam is that you are yaitze. Other Gersayis now say you're not Yaitza, because the Mishnah brings out other Gersayis. So Al Kapar Lechur does state over here in the Rosh that Shehakol is Bracha Sheniskana. It's a Bracha Sheniskana to make on a Safek, and with the Evan you should be able to be Yaitza with it, and that is why you're Yaitza. And if so, Rukhavi is Kashas Miyush. Maishna, then if you make Shehakol, Rabbi Yechon holds that you are Yaitza. And the answer would be, Zotri Le Malin, that Shehakol is a bracha sheniskana, that not because it's a bracha klolis that you're going to be yaitza a bracha pratis. Rather, it's a bracha lechazawar mesagam, and say Shehakol mevara, you make it on two things. It's lechatchil a bracha on dover shen gedulim in aretz, and b'di'evet it's a bracha on anything. If so, Kvegar then asked, what's the difference making b'ri priha eitz, making b'ri Shehakol? I'll tell you nothing about it. Bayer Priya is not Yaitza because we're mistaken to make a bracha protest of Bayer Priya Gofen. They're mitzia from the cloud of Priya Eitz, and it's not Priya Eitz any longer, it's a Bayer Priya Gofen. However, Shehakol is where you're Yaitza, Zotirash, because it's a bracha sheniska. Bracha chayna, we don't find it, we're mistaken a bracha that will be Yaitza for anything, as opposed to the bracha reshayna, but we do find that there is such a taka. Now, Lechura, it's stone beer. What is the meaning of making a takana b'di'evet for a bracha? Do we find such a thing that I understand if you have a suffix, so it's like a chilik bracha for a suffix. But the b'di'evet, you should be able to be yaitzev with it. The chazal should be mistaken that this is the bracha b'di'evet, that if you made it, that you're yaitzev. It's very strange to understand that it should be a takana b'di'evet. Takana is a chilik. But there should be the takana of that this matvei of bracha shakad should be a b'di'evet take a bracha for anything you might have made it. sounds like a Kiddush. What would be the pshat in such a gather?
They knew there would be times when people wouldn't know what the brach is. They'd be stuck. So,
no, so that's a lechat chila for a suffix. Not with yet. But if I made a wrong bracha, I made a shakal on a bayah priya gofen or a bayah priya eitz. That ain't achadami. Each one is a bracha pratis. There's no halacha that a bracha klalis is peteres a bracha pratis.
That's included in that. Since they would be sveikis, and there were times really people wouldn't know what the right bracha to make, they wouldn't know what to say, make the wrong bracha.
So therefore, with the evidence you
so
made,
the shakal is
okay. Kansai. Okay. Let's go back to our Tesis Daf Yud Beis. We'll start with the Tesis Daf Yud Beis. Tesis brings down that the Rif holds that we had a Baidalik of Shittun the Gemara. You start making Bracha Bari Priyagofen over Sheikhar, and then you notice that it's Sheikhar and you finish the Shakar and Mitvarai. So it's the Rif brings down, Sotah Bracha Zahakel, you don't have to repeat it. Zogt the Tesis, Beriya Yaimer Lechumra, the Ri would say Lechumra. The Tzarech Levarach Pamachai said, you do have to make a bracha a second time. The Tzarech Levarach Pamachai said, we have a clause, Sopek Bracha Slohaka. If somebody is misupek, if you made a bracha or not, on Bichas HaMitzvahs, Tzalacha is, you do the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Over here is a Sopek, whether I was Yaitse or not, why would you say that it's Yud Beis Amud Aleph? Tzarech Levarach Yud Beis Amud Aleph, this is the Ramaschil Loi Lasuyeh, he brings Pirush of Alfas Ashlo Yivshita Bayin. It's the Baydal Yivshita. So Asulam Lekulu. Afilu Pasach Chamar Osayim Veshichar Yotza, which means Sofek Brachis LaHakel. And the Ri Yaimer Lechumra Tzarech Lerech Pamacheres. And he brings from the Ri that you have to go to Chumra. It's the Baydal Yivshita Gemara, and therefore Misafek you have to make a brach.
We said Sofek Lerech Brachis in Ma'atvis. We hear the Masik getting Hano. We're not getting Hano with the right.
But I'm not making a brach. And if I make another bracha, make a bracha of atal. It's a bite left. The Gemara says, oh, here, I had in mind when I said the Shem Hashem, I had in mind the Agafen. I finished Shehakoil for my beer. It's a bite left. The Gemara could be it's a good bracha, could be it's not. Zogt, the Ri, you have to make another bracha. It's a Safek bracha, Shenetzicha bracha of atal. The second bracha that we're going to make says that you have to make a bracha. We have a klal, Safek Brachas Nehakel brings him a Gavram, Simon Reish Tess, that he has to Zakasha. He brings him a Shalem Psachi. He says, the Leishach can Elo Brachas HaMitzis. He says, by Brachas HaMitzis, we have a klal of Safek Brachas Nehakel. That Brachas said a Makas because the Brachas is not Makas, the Kiva Mitzvah. You put him still and you didn't make a Brachas. You make kind of Mitzvah still and same things with old Brachas. A Brachas HaMemin also Lechel Dwey Bracha. However, it's a chashash iser to eat with something that you didn't make a bracha. It's cool that the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara tells us, that when anyone knows that a bracha is ke'ilu ma'al, it's geizel k'nes Yisrael, and ovid v'im and k'nes Yisrael, it's a chashash zeyla. It's an iser also, when anyone knows that a bracha. If so, when the other kind of chashash bracha levatala, then lo'i bracha so lo'i nishtais, it's not bracha levatala. Because if you have a suffix bracha, you don't know whether you're yaitzeh, you cannot drink. You can't call a bracha that I will say now that will allow me to eat, a bracha levatol.
But that's the Rabbanan, the shadow of the bracha
levatol
is a deraisa.
If I say also it's not a deraisa, since it's a derech shevach, it's not, it's chayodah, it's specific whether it's a klal hay, it's specific whether it's a deraisa, it's a Rabbanan. So the pashas is that since you're saying derech shevach, even though you don't have to say it, you praise the Rosh Hashanah twice. When I say I praise the Baruch Shalom, they're both derech shevach, and therefore.
So why not have bigus and mitzvahs to spread the shevach?
So you don't need it since you're yaitzeh without it, bro. Here it says because of chashash iser, that's why you would go lechumra. Bigus
and mitzvahs
no iser. Yes, it's not. Suffolk Baruch Shalom is not necessarily because of chashash iser deraisa of shevach shevach levatolah. That's a takana that would make the takana of brachas is you could be mekel. However, if there's an isur lehem as well, as a boy bracha, so there does we never said the klal of suffolk brachas lachas of good kineger because there is ichshash isur. Let's go back to our gemara and dafam and hey. Our sukkah, we're going to begin on ketzal levar. Something my menanamili, let's start the gemara after the mishnah. Menanamili, where do we know from that there's a chiyuv to make a bracha rishayna? The Talmud Rabbanan, kodesh shelolin l'Hashem, melamed shetu'un in bracha lifnei yom ul'acharei yom. Says the Braisa, also it's also for a person to taste anything before making a bracha. In fact, the Gemara, Kodesh Shavuot will be needed for other things. So the question is, Netan Revoy, is what they say, Kerem Revoy, and the Maskana is, Ela Svarahi. Comes out that the Maskana of the Gemara is the Pircha on the Braisa. The Braisa started off saying, Tol Rabbanu, Kodesh Shalom Hashem, Malamit Shetunim Bracha Lefneim Acharayim. The Gemara of Maskana comes out that this Braisa is a mistake. It's the Puyat Sama. There's a Braisa. Mikana Rabbi Kiva, it's Tanoim, it's a Braisa. And the Maskana, we say, Ela Svarahi. What's the pshat? So I'm going to play Malin.
The Gemara only slowed up on all things, but for
so the Gemara comes out maybe for Min Shiva, but Min Shiva would not be from Kaddish Lulin. Because Min Shiva.
Min Shiva. Dafka.
It depends if you hold the Gzer Shiva.
Either we don't offer Shivan or. If you hold Karim Ravai, then it's Dafka.
Depends if you hold the Gzer Shiva.
Then it's if you hold Karim and it's Gzera Shava, then you have one hill for.
That's if there's Gzera Shava.
That's after for an oven.
Yeah.
If you hold Matter Rabbi, then all pairs.
It'll be all pairs. But if you hold Karim Rabbi and you don't have Gzera Shava.
Yeah, of the Rabbi. Okay, so in this obvious logic. Yeah, go. That's what I'm saying.
And there's another kasha.
Wait, I thought the Gemara said, first of all, it's Rosh Gemara, and the second one said, it's a smachta. So the beginning of Rosh Gemara.
Good, it's a smachta, but it's a braisa. A braisa says that Torah Bona, Kodeshim Hashem, Alamed Shetun, this is where it comes to teach on Shetun, Brach Lefim, Lacharev.
It's a smachta, it's a svara, but we made a smachta on
okay, let's go back to it. Mikan Omer Rav Akiva, from here Rav Akiva learned, Osu Lom Shetun, Klum Kam Shetun, how do you see from here, also Ladam Shaitan Plunkav Shevarach? Even if this is Takana of Bracha, do you know there's an Isser to have Hano without being a Varach? The Blei Mala wants to learn like this. That when, once the Gemara says that there's a Svara, also Ladam Shaitan Plunkav Shevarach, the Gemara is saying that all the Pirchas that you asked before, that the Tzad Mizbeach, and therefore you can, they're not Pirchas. Because once you learn that there is a Svara, that also Plunkav Shevarach, so then, you can't tell me that because there's a pircha, maybe that applies only to Karim, only Karim, because the Eishet Satmiz Beach, so we are going to tell me there's an Isra Shetan Karim Shevarach? Is the Maskana of the Gemara is saying that also Lan Shetan Karim Shevarach, the Gemara is saying, therefore, all the pirchas that you asked are not a kasha, because you can only tell me that there's a svara that should apply only to this if there is no Isra Shetan Karim Shevarach. More than that, so we play Malach. Mikan Rav Akiva, in Kodesh Hilulim you see that the Gemara is telling us that in order to be allowed to do something, you have to Meshavech Le'Bar Hashem, that there has to be the Hilulim, you have to Meshavech Le'Bar Hashem in order to be able to eat. That is, this is not just a Svara. Mikan Rav Akiva, the Torah is Megala here, that there's a Svara that, it's Mamash words Rav Akiva, Mikan Rav Akiva, also Lav Shidam Kun Kodesh Yivarach. That because the Torah says Kodesh Hilul Hashem, that before you consume anything, you have to praise the Rebbe Inshallah Ilam. That is what the pasuk is telling me. If so, the pasuk itself is telling me this svara, and therefore all the pirchas that we had on the limud, that because it's tat mizbeach or because whatever the pirchas we had throughout the sugya, he said lemaisa not pirchas, because they were all based. On how you can't learn from something that Torah says only by Karim, only by Netta, and so on. And it says even further. The Gemara says that Be'etzem, for Min Shiva, we have a different limud that you learn that there's Bracha Rishayim, that there's Bracha Chayim, and Nachareim, and Sevachat HaSot HaVayach, there's going when Pesach says, Eretz Chit HaSor HaGef HaNtein HaVayimai. And the Gemara says there's a Svara that Kishu Savayim HaVayach, Kishu Rev, like Kol Shekei. If so, lechur for Min Shiva, you don't need the Rosh Kodesh Elulim. And Kodesh Elulim is speaking about possibly Karim Rivai, which is one of the Shiva meaning. The Tarot says, you may be able to learn the Chiyu Bracha Rishayna from Vachata Sota Vayachta. However, the Isur Sheyita in Kodesh Elulim, you can't learn without Kodesh Elulim. In Kodesh Elulim, Mikana Vayachta, Kodesh Elohim comes to teach us that there's an Isser Shi'itam Kodesh Yivarech. This is where, and even if you could learn that there's a Chiyuv Bracha, it doesn't tell you there's an Isser Leitai without a Bracha. That is what you learn from Kodesh Elohim Hashem. You're not allowed to be in the Henna unless you're Meshabeach the Kodesh Elohim. For that, you have to come up to the Drash of Kodesh Elohim. Even if you could learn the Chiyuv Bracha Rishayna on Kerem, from the bracha, from the pasuk of Bechato Savata. Nevertheless, to learn that there's an Isser Shitam Kodesh Yivarech, for that you need the drasha of Kodesh Yivarech.
Could it be the Raisa?
It's very possible. It's very possible that the bracha Rishayna, it's not clear what's the Raisa Rabbanon. I mean, if you learn it, it's Svarza the Raisa, Lama Likra Svarahu, right? We always say Lama Likra. We say Svarahu, Raisa the Raisa. And Faket, if we say that this Svara is learned out of the Pasuk, also Shilam Kadosh Yevarach, we come in and look at the Zechiv
Dereisa. Why don't we see from Achatum Zavot Rechto?
If a person didn't make a Bracha Achreina, was he a Geizel? We're learning from Bracha Achreina.
When the Kosh came,
good, the Kosh came, you should make a Bracha Rishayna, but how do you know that there's an Israel Lehenu Shalai Bracha? You see, there's a Chiyu Bracha. If you put on tefillin without making a bracha, was it also to put on tefillin without a bracha? I don't know.
So that's from Kodesh Elulim, from the repetition. From the fact that Bekerim,
for the fact that you have Kodesh Elulim, the Torah tells us that you should first be in the Halal and then you should be in the Henna. You first have to praise and then be in the Henna. Does it the Torah that you're not allowed to be in the Henna before you're Mahal Levan Shalom, before you're Shabbat Levan Shalom?
How? I'm
going to
ask that. You're supposed to be. How do you not allowed to? You don't even have an issue.
Because the Heter Kerem Revoy is first your Mahalo, and then you're allowed to eat from it. The first 3 years, it's Arla, it's Aser. The fourth year, you have a Heter, if you're Mahalo, the Rebbe Shalom, so then you're allowed to be Nehene from it. So, Mikan of Rav Akiva, also Shem 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 Shem
Shem Shem Shem Shem Shem Shem Shem Shem Shem Shem
Because till now it was Osir. There was an Isir on the Kerem, first 3 years. The fourth year, Torah tells us, after Shavach, you're allowed to. It's not just a mitzvah, it's mashma that the Isir would remain L'ayla. The first Isir from the first 3 years, the Torah says, after you're Mehalel, then you're allowed to be Nehem. On the, in Ochlam, there's a Mekiva. Mikan Amar Rav Akiva from Kodesh Elulim, and the words are mamash. Mikan Amar Rav Akiva, it comes and tells us from here, from Kodesh Elulim itself, he learned this. That the Gemara says, "Maskara says Svara," that it's learned from the Pasuk Mikan Amar Rav Akiva. Also,
twice this one is when we thought we were learning the Bracha Rishayim from the Kal V'Chaim. The Lim was from the Kal V'Chaim, Bracha Rishayim was from the Kal V'Chaim. So twice this is not a Kal, really Kal V'Chaim, because we know that Bracha Rishayim is not the Raisa.
So therefore,
the drush, therefore the svara ilam and ikra is not the same svara as svara ilam and ikra, because other svara would take with you the rice.
Good. So that's Taisus. So therefore, could be an Ochanami, which is Rabbanah, the Baruch Rishayim, that's how Taisus is going to come out. Mm-hmm. But this is not to say that it is a drasha, at least the Rekil would hold that way. This is a drasha from the Pasuk that is a chiyu to make a Baruch Rishayim, otherwise you're not allowed to be in the hand. Zogt, in Blade Mali. That in Ochanam, there's no such takana as making the evidence of bracha, you should be able to be yaseh without bracha. Rather, once you make a shakon with baray, there's no, and you can't tell me I didn't praise the Rebbe Shalom, therefore it's going to be an isur lahana. See, once it's sechidish, the mechayev of a bracha is an asur lahana melo haseb lahi bracha. Once you put that to the side, that you don't have any more an asur lahana haseb lahi bracha, so there's the mechayev of a bracha. Before you're about to make to eat something, what makes it that you have a chiyuv to make a bracha? The fact that there's an also le'as ma'zevelay bracha. Once you make shahakol, you're not being nehene me'el ma'zevelay bracha. Maybe you're not being yaitzen lechatchim leketakon el chazal that there should be a bracha mevures for each one of the minyan for yain. You have to make specifically when you're pre-agafen. You also, it's not that the takana wasn't, but the evet it should be a bracha. Rather, the takana was that because the mechayev of the bracha is the osel lahana shel ma'aseh b'lahi bracha, if you don't have the osel lahana shel ma'aseh b'lahi bracha, there's no mechayev of the bracha. Once you said shahaka, so then you were mehala d'rabbanan shel olam, and there is no iser. If you eat after now, could be you were not yaseh the bracha. Kuti, the specific takana of the brachas, you are not yaitza. But once you don't have the mechayiv of the bracha, which is the asal when I was able to lay bracha, even though the shahakal is not the word pesachim, that it's a poiter and bereprahadoma, bereprahetzim, and amaitzi, it's not a poiter for the word pesachim, it's a poiter for it. Rather, Chazal was saying that with the shakal and with barai, you already have something that will take away the isur of the hanis when I'm a bracha. Once you have that, there is no mechayiv bracha any longer, and therefore, b'diavad if you made the bracha, you don't have to repeat. B'diavad if you said shakal, it's not that it was a takana b'diavad that this should be a good bracha, that this will cover for all the rest of the brachas with the end. Rather, Chazal was saying that with shakal and with barai, you are misalik it away the isur of the hanis when I'm a bracha because you did. Praise the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is something. It's a praise that covers for everything, and that takes away the Israelis when I say bracha. Once you have that, there's no longer a mechayev on the bracha because the mechayev is the Asur Lanis when I say bracha, and therefore, that is how we would learn that the shahakel would be a piter of all the rest of the brachas. Not because they were misaken that the evet if you made the shahakel, it covers where pradam, it covers where prihoetz. Rather, because it takes away the isvah, which is the mechayiv of the bracha, once you don't have a mechayiv, so then there's no chiyuv to go ahead and be part of the bracha protest, which is said on this, because the mechayiv is taken care of. That is what Chazal said when they were misaken shakal v'idbarei. Like, that's what the Rosh tells us. The shakal v'idbarei is a takana. They're misaken not the shakal v'idbarei, but the evet should work for Adon Rav Eitz and all the rest of the brachas. Rather, they were misaken the shakal v'idbarei is considered to be a hilul that you praise the Rebbeinu Shlom, that with that you already don't have a mechayev of a bracha, and therefore he wants to say that is what this hakana was, that even something which has a specific bracha, you should be able to make it with a shakal and bar.
Well, Leib says this is pshat in the Rosh, or yeah. Independent of the Rosh?
No, he says it in the Rosh. He says that that's what the Rosh means to say, that it's stated in the Mishnah that it's a shaita. According to those that hold that you're not getting to the very Piyatz Ol Yayim, said Mogen Avraham, and that's L'chur Pashpashan and Taisis. We have the Kivir Eskashu, which you have L'chur already in the Yashiv. Why is it, is it different than Shakal is able to be Maitzi? But L'chur, according to them, we would not have a Raya that a Bracha Klolis is Beiteres a Bracha Pratis. Well, that's what they're saying. If you said L'chur, what you're going to tell me, Bayer Pragofen is not a more word the Kabrach and the Bayer Pragofen, but we don't have a general cloud. We can't learn from there that there is a cloud that a Bracha Klolis is Peter's Bracha Prat. The Shaka was a special Takana, and the reason why Bayer Pragofen, you're not yet with Bayer Pragofen, it's because Bayer Pragofen, you are mighty from the cloud of Bayer Pragofen, and it has its own Bracha Bifne Atzma, and the whole Bracha of Bayer Pragofen doesn't belong to it.
Why doesn't take away the problem of Asr Luchanis Maisi Yigiru Mahal Hashem? So, the same story, Mahal Hashem, so Luchar shouldn't say that
this is... So, Luchar, that's what they're saying in the Rosh. That on Shaka and Bar, they were mistaken. That takes away. That's considered to be a hill that takes away.
Or, okay, in this case, it's Maish, no. Why talk about one thing mistaken? That this should also be called...
Does it in the Mishnah? Al-Kula, Mibir, Shaka and Bar, Yeltsa. And that's what the Rosh says, that you see that there is a bracha for sfeikus. If you have a sufik, if it's very prayer, very prayer, often, even if you hold the chatchila, that you yes, very prayer, eight, I don't think you'll be able to make the chatchila very prayer, eight. Go and ask the Rav what the bracha is, and otherwise, I don't know if you could just make a bracha, very prayer, eight, very prayer, eight. Even if you hold the b'dievet, you're yaitza. You don't find that that is a takara. You should be able to be yaitza.
Shakal,
can make sure. Al kulam and bir shakal and bir yotza is the takana that takes away from the asur.
So you're not the korah.
Dosh it in the rush. He says that if I am a sukkah, the bracha rishayna yochai levarich shakal neividvarich. According to the rush. Al kulam shimayim esupik bracha rishayna. If you have a supik bracha rishayna, yochel baruch shakal nevidvarei. The tnan al kulam imar shakal nevidvarei yotza.
The rush in the Mishnah is b'diavad. We don't hold like this rush.
No,
but it's not even saying it. Doesn't even say in the Mishnah. Mishnah says it in lashon b'diavad.
Zot That's Pshat in the Rosh. This is a takana to Mesalik, the Safek, so therefore you can make it on the Safek.
The Rosh said on his own, not, it's not the Mishnah.
He's reading it in the Mishnah. He's reading it into the Mishnah, a dust in the Mishnah. But since you don't have such a Mishnah, Baruch HaFrayim, now even though the story is able to say the same thing about Baruch HaFrayim and Shabbos, nevertheless, since you don't have that, so therefore...
Because you
don't have the Svar of Kaddish Yilulim on Baruch HaFrayim now. But the way that the Rav was saying the Svar, that takes away the problem of
Kaddish Yilulim, so we're afraid Joseph takes away that problem. It's Mashiach Rosh only because the Tnan was a Takana, that this takes away that problem.
Sorry?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right, if you have the wrong, you don't know which bracha to make. Over there, I should say, why doesn't it just say
Shabbat? It's not the Rosh. It says that you could make a Shabbat. The Rosh is the first, you could make a Shabbat.
So when it says, Yei Lechet Zuchach, my
Bidu, you want to do things in Hatchila, to be able to praise the Rosh in a more mabordic way, Chol Yem Yem Teila Mein Ber Chaisa, and so to Kol Binu Min Teila Mein Ber Chaisa, it should be more mabordic. That's not the Yei Lechet Zuchach, but with the Evet, you're in a Matzah with the Evet, so then... We have a Mishnah. Birch al peres ha'ilan, birch pri ha'adama, yotza. Al peres ha'aretz, birch pri ha'aretz, lo yotza. If a person made on peres ha'ilan, birch pri ha'adama, you're yotza. And if you made the birch pri ha'aretz on some peres pri ha'adama, you were not yotza. Do we have 5 more minutes?
Yeah, sure.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Good. Okay, so the Mishnah tells us that the Bar Priya Ha'adama is Paiter Priya Eitz. L'chur does state that a bracha which is Klolis does Pater, a bracha which is more Pratis.
Yeah.
And this is not how the Yishalmi learns. The Yishalmi says that the reason why it's Paiter is because it is Kolol Eitz. We have a Bavli. Bavli says like this. Man Tana De'ikar Ilan Arahi. Who is the one who says that the main nourishment of a tree is from the ground? We have a Mishnah in Bikurim. Let's say I had a field, and the mayim that I used to irrigate this field came dry. Or let's say that I had peiros ha'ilan, and the ilan, I cut off the tree, I chopped off the tree, put aside, and for the then if I have more value from the land, you're allowed to cut off a pre-ha'ilan. Zotim tanakame mehu vene kaira. You are maybe bikurim, but you cannot say that Hashem asatali Hashem, that you're thanking the Rebbe Shalom on, he says, you can't say minhadom ashen asatali. The kim the yovash hamayim, because since this field right now does not have the mayim, doesn't have the well anymore to be able to irrigate it. So then this is not a land that can produce its fruit, and therefore you cannot say any longer minhadom ashen asatali Hashem. That they were thanking the Russian for the adom ashen asatali. So therefore maybe in a kair. Rav Yehuda Omer. Maybe the Kaira. Rav Yehuda says maybe the Kaira, which means that according to Rav Yehuda, saying that the maybe the Kaira is because the Ikan Ilan is the ground. And that's why maybe the Kaira. La locha the Raman Paskins, like the Tanakhama, that's maybe they may Kaira. L'chur should come out according to that. What should the Raman say about if you said Bar Pri Adama on the Priha Eitz? L'chur you're not Yaitza. There are no schreis in the Rambam that do say that when Mark came to tell us over here, man tane the ikar arahi Rabbi Yudai, that the Gemara is telling us that the Mishnah is yichida, and we don't pass like this Mishnah, and if you made Hadama, but if you're eight, that you're not yaitz. But the Maisa the Rambam, according to Rabbi Schreis, holds that you make a prayer Hadama, you are yaitz, but if you're eight, and nevertheless, he passes that may have been okay. So the Chura. The Rambam says the Rambam is not fasting like the Bible. The Rambam is fascinating, like the Yerushalmi, who says that a bracha klalis is peiteres, a bracha pratis, and therefore if you have a general bracha which is very pre-adama, it is more, it is encompassing on in the way it creates, and that's why it's included. Mashenka the Yerushalmi, the Bavli could be in Ochlami that he holds that since it's only Rabbi Yudan, according to Rabbanan, it's not Iker Ilan, it's Arahi, so therefore you make way of Pradam and the Priya Ace, Lechura, you'd not be able to be Yates. Now the Shaila is, according to the Bavli, what are we saying? Why are we being Chaker with an Iker Ilan Arahi? Because the Torah says you have to be able to say Min Ador Hashem Satol Yashem, and since you say that according to Rabbanan you can't say Min Ador Hashem Satol Yashem, so it's mashma that you're not getting away from Adama on the Eitz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could say Min Adama because the ikar of the ilan is the ground. Even if the tree is not anymore attached to the ground, you can still say Min Ador Hashem Satol Yashem. So the Rabbi learns that lechura the machlokes of Rabbi Rabbanan is. According to Rabbi Abaran, there is no din that you have to mask the Shem HaPri. It's not that you have to say that the Pri Ha'etz is the Pri Ha'etz, and it's a question whether you can call it Pri Adama or not. The Pri Ha'etz is the Pri Ha'etz, the Pri Adama is the Pri Adama. Rather, what the way that the Bavli is learning is that the Takan of the Bracha includes that you should mention the unique of where it is that it's coming from. It's not a question whether this is the Shem HaPri, Pri Ha'etz or Pri Adama. Rather, Takana the Bracha requires us to mention where when you're making a Bracha, Bracha Pratis has to go back, not on the Shem HaPri, rather on where is that, the Pri is getting its Yanika from, what is the nourishment coming up to this Pri. So if we say that Iker Aro, Iker on Arohi, so therefore the Iker Yanika of a Pri Ha'eg, whether the tree is attached or detached, comes from the ground, it doesn't come from the Ilan. The beautiful right to this, the Gemara says on the base, that the question was, why isn't there a pratisik a bracha on the Pri Hazayis? And the Gemara says, my levarach, what should we make a bracha? By the Pri Hazayis, they says that the Ilan itself is called a Zayis. Zot Shittim Kubetzes, and therefore you're not telling me what that the Pri itself is called Zayis. So therefore you're not telling me where the unique is coming from. Because the Zayis itself, you're in Sebaya Priya Zayis, so that it's not going on the tree, it's going on the fruit itself. So it's more that maybe you have to say Sebaya Priya Zayis. So the question is whether it's called Eitz HaZayis or not. That's the Shaka that I'm going to have in the Yom base. But you see, says the Shita, that you have to mention the unique where it's coming from. And Lechur, that's what the Machlokes would be according to the Bavli. And the Pasha says that we pass like the Yerushalmi. L'maisa, in Sim Reishu Aleph, there is, the Mechaber brings down two opinions. Mechaber brings in Reishu Aleph Sif Gimel. It brings down whether the Shaila, whether there's a Kedima of Bayer Pri Ha'et over Bayer Pri Adam. He says, V'yavil Ha'fa Bayer Pri Ha'et over Pri Adam, Eze Mehem Sheyirtze Yatin, the Mechaber says in the first Lashon, you can make a Brecha whichever one you want. Taisim Mem Aleph says, because brings a Bahag and places our chilek on this, and he says that who says the priyotz is any more a bracha mevurez than bari priyadama? This is a priyadama. This is a bari priyotz. This is a priyotz, and therefore there is no kedima to them. The ma'ase of yesh ayin shere priyotz kaidem. They'll say bari priyotz kaidem, and the mishabura says that acharim all say to be machmer like this last shita because the ma'ase bari priyotz is a bracha which is more mevurez. Which the Chura is Shulchan Aruch Shittas, so you make a Bayer Pri Adama on the Bayer Pri Yitzu, Ar Yitzah. So the Chura, that's what he's saying, that according to the Yerushalmi and Achinami, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are passed like the Yerushalmi, that the Bracha which is more Kloli is Paiter, the Bracha which is more Prati, because it does include it in the Nusach HaBracha, and that's why we hope that you should have give Kedim to Bayer Pri Ha'etz, and that's why the Bayer Pri Adama is Paiter, the Bayer Pri Ha'etz. But according to the Bavli, Lechura, the Bavli says it's Mashal de Yischaylik, and everything is a bracha b'fneatzma on itself. And the reason why Shakal would be Paiter is possibly only because it's not because Mar Mavur, it's because that was the Takana. And the Achanavi could be the Bavli is being Masik, like the other Gersa in the Yerushalmi. And the Rambam, the Bari Pri Adama, is Takana Paiter, Bari Pri Eitz, because bracha Klolis is not Paiter, bracha Klolis.
Guys.
it's my halach in the bowl, very gishmak, because it stems with the pulpit of the Kriyas HaKadosh. You have to mention where it comes from. That's very
gishmak.
But we're going with the Bavli, so it's not from the pasuk. Beautiful.
I can make a book in the head of another chair.
How many people do we have? We have 10 people. We have 10 people from Mitzvah.
Go ahead, thank you very much. So, first of all, this will be the first year that I'll
let's do it right away.
And,